This is the white elephant ticket day. Hello, I'm Dan. This is Corby.
Hello.
He's wearing pajama pants.
Mm-hmm.
Norm, Danny, Seabass, and Big Strong.
Not purple.
And 7 years ago, it was the year 2007, December 11th, when White Elephant was not infected with the P1 voting. And it was a random drawing, and we drew Afternoon Drive. So you weren't yet, was this Grego era? When did non-Grego era start?
Yeah, that's
2007, October.
So you were just, you had just been, they were running plus ones, I guess.
I think so at that point. Yeah, it's been 7 or 8 years.
So we were hosting the Afternoon Drive together. Gordo was in there, I remember.
Gordo was doing tickers.
And, you know, like today, we did have one previously scheduled guest, Brian Jones. That went pretty well. I think. Well, we had a previously scheduled guest, and it was Bob Knight.
You remember why?
They had a local tournament. Like, there was some kind of a tournament that Tech was involved in that was here at the AAC, and they were pimping that. And, you know, I guess because we would lose this Tech account, Tech had bought a bunch of ads on the station.
Right. I mean, it was a really...
He was the Tech coach at the time. He would coach Tech for one more year. And if you also recall, the Bob and Dan radio program from noon to three, we had Coach Bob Knight on as a weekly for 3 years or so. I don't know if it was still going on at this time. It possibly was. And this was just moved to our shift so he could be on with someone he knew. But we were very friendly with Bob Knight. Bob and I had done a weekly show with him for years. So we had booked Bob Knight to help pimp that week's tournament. In fact, I'll play you just a quick excerpt of us starting to talk to Bob Knight. I've got purple again here. As you are on your way to the Metroplex for your annual, I don't
physical?
Know, what do we call it?
Physical.
Well, usually, when one team plays another, you call it a game.
A game, the annual game. Thank you, Coach. see, the funny Bob Knight.
Yeah.
The always affable Bob Knight. You heard the really, we had a weekly show with him. So much like you and I last night, when you call iPhone 6 to iPhone 6, it's a real weird, it almost sounds like this.
It's fake.
It sounds like if you've ever played a video game and worn a headset and talked to somebody else on that headset. Have you ever done that, Danny?
I have not.
You're not relating to me when I say that?
I don't think I've played a video game since PS1.
Well, it's that video game technology. It's just like hearing it in a microphone, though. It's very clear. So we had one of those setups at Tech where Bob Knight would just put on a headset and he would just be talking to us. It seemed like he was in the next room over.
So my take on Bob Knight before we get into this, and I made it known on on our program, you know, during the Bob Knight years, I couldn't stand Bob Knight. Bob Knight to me was the biggest manipulator of the media, of his own college, of coworkers, of kids, of parents, everybody. I could not stand him. And his sense of humor was pathetic whenever, you know, you would poke him a little bit. But when he was making the jokes that everything was good and kick-ass and fun. And I hated the fact that you guys had him on. I hated the fact that you did a weekly show with him. The shows were entertaining. I'm not going to deny that. But I just hated Bob Knight, the individual. I thought, there's never been a sorrier guy come down the pike in college athletics than Bob Knight. I just thought he was an awful human being.
And got away with it for years.
Yes, he did. And I don't think that there is any way in hell.
Are people afraid of that jerk?
I don't know.
I can't disagree with anything you guys are saying, but I enjoyed having him on.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt. It was a good idea, and it was a good guess for you guys.
You're right. If somebody else wants to be funny, he's not going to be supporting that.
I'm sure Bin Laden's a fascinating interview.
But he's just a miserable sack of old man garbage to me, and always was that way, and just had the worst attitude about everything. And you know, I think if he would have coached today, and Norm, you could probably speak to this too, if Bob Knight had the same tactics that he had from the 70s on, I don't think he would have made it in college athletics for more than 5 years.
I agree. That probably applies to some other legends.
Woody Hayes.
Like Woody Hayes, yes. Yeah. May apply to him also. And I agree. That style's disappearing.
And yeah. Times changed, and he was there, and he, you know, like many who times change around them for whatever reason or not, it didn't end well for him as far as getting fired from Indiana. In fact, what really was the last straw there was in the year 2000 when a student said that Knight grabbed him roughly by the arm and berated him for speaking to the coach disrespectfully, which it was a student walking through campus said, "Hey, what's up, Knight?"
And he grabs him. I mean,
and
can
you
as imagine? You,
don't you have an uncle like Bob Knight? Like I do.
He moved on.
The old curmudgeon-y guy.
They're usually alcoholics, but I don't think Bob is.
So, anyway.
So
we had fun with him on the show. He was Bob Knight. He was a legend, and I still liked having the weekly, even though it could be uncomfortable at times. I do remember the one time he had thrown a salad. He was at a salad bar in Lubbock. And the story was that he threw his salad at somebody. Like they were in some argument,
yes.
He threw his salad. And I remember our meeting that day was... we were challenging each other. Who will get him to say toss the salad? Toss salad. We couldn't get him to do so. In fact, that might have been the legendary drop where he says, "Let's move on to something else if indeed there is something." I can't remember which time he was trying to direct the show. But so then, all right, so December 2007, you and I did the show together and we interviewed Bob Knight. October, the very end of October 2007. So let's just say
6 weeks.
Less than 2 months before. James Simpson of Lubbock, Texas, accused Knight of firing a shotgun in his direction after he yelled at Knight and another man for hunting too close to his home. So he says, "You guys are hunting too close to my land." And the news story stated that Bob Knight shot a shotgun like, you know, his way. Knight denied this. But I guess an argument between them was recorded on a cell phone and aired on a Lubbock station. So it was a big deal at the time.
Right.
It was a bit of a controversy, the latest controversy, I guess, if you're Bob Knight. But that was the topic. So... we have Bob Knight on, and I think we'll pick it up with him talking about how he knew Bill Belichick. I don't know. We were just getting into some stuff with him. I don't know what we were talking about.
I knew that I was going
this
to
is
save this.
A 12-minute interview.
I was going to save this for the very end because I knew that it probably wouldn't end well if I did bring this up. So,
well, and listen to the way that Corby decides to bring that story up. The very sensitive story. See how this journalist, one journalist decides. So let's pick it up about 30 seconds before
okay.
him hanging up and go back to the year 2007.
Wanted to call you to see if you would like to have him. And Billy said one of the nicest things to me that's ever been said. He said, "Coach, I think my dad would really like you to have those books, and so I want you to keep them." So, you know, I root for them awfully hard because, I as I said, I knew his dad. I've known Bill since he was what amounted to a graduate assistant coach for Bill Parcells with the Giants, and followed his career very very closely. I had a long talk with Art Modell when he hired him with the Browns, and I think really had an influence in his getting that job with the Browns.
So have you taken a shot at anybody in a while?
I'll see you guys. Have a nice time.
Oh, hey, Coach.
You know, that's to tell you the truth, that's not even funny to me, and I think you guys would be a little bit beyond crap like that.
All right. Well, we appreciate Bob Knight joining us here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, yeah. Again, Tech and Stanford, December 22nd at the AAC.
What are you doing?
Ticketmaster.com or 214-373.
What the hell are you doing?
8000.
Here, pause it. You're awful.
You could have padded it just a little bit.
Is it not funny?
You've been hunting since.
Pause it. The funniest part is you going through, as he's walking away with the headset off, you're still going through the formatics of, and Tech is playing.
Can't wait to see this game. What a showdown this will be.
Called 214. Oh, man.
So Gordon made the fart noise, right?
Yeah, Gordon made the fart noise.
That fart noise was pretty out of nowhere. The
Browns.
So have you taken a shot at anybody in a while?
I'll see you guys. Have a nice time.
Oh, I don't know.
The Browns.
So this was a call, I think, set up, as I recall, between
our general manager, sales.
Tim Knight.
Yeah, his sycophant sons.
Other son.
Right.
Pat Knight ended up taking over the Red Raider program.
He did well.
Anyway, so Tim Knight was their other son. And
couldn't get a job on his own, so Dad hired him to, you know, run the sales department.
Okay, we don't have to kill him. Well, I guess you can if you want. I don't care. So Tim Knight had set up this interview because Tech had a big media buy.
The Tech swimming account next.
They had a big media buy where, you know, he would... They ran a lot of ads for this little tournament. And then set up the Bob Knight interview with us because of our prior relationship with Bob
right.
Knight. And, well, I guess within moments, Tim Knight is on the phone with our general manager, Dan Bennett.
Right.
Like, we're still in studio talking about it with
Gordon. And this was at the very end of the show, too, remember?
Yeah, it's like 6:50.
Yeah.
Because the second we got off the air, we were marched right into the principal's office. And we're told how important this account was, and that they've just pulled all their advertising from the station and possibly weren't going to pay for what had already even aired on the station. And it was an outrage. And
it was like, you know, $250 or something like that.
I mean, I don't know.
It was a freaking Tech basketball account for some little...
still a few thousand dollars. You can't buy something on this station for $250.
Whatever. For some game that was taking place in December, you know, some little...
This wasn't the Corby that I sat with in Dan Bennett's office, by the way.
No, of course not.
The Corby I sat with in the office was not so boisterous and loud, and it was very apologetic, as I recall. And
it was a different time.
I don't know what came over me.
I can't explain myself.
You know, it's like an out of body experience.
You know, the thing is, though, with Bob Knight is that Bob Knight, there is a 100% chance within the context of some sort of situation like that, that he would have asked a question to someone who had gone through something like that. There is no doubt in my mind that he would have done that. But again, when it's on him, he is that classic a-hole. That when anything comes on him,
could you have had a softer?
No, I hate him. I can't. I hate that man. I can't stand him.
Like, you know about the What's Up Knight story. You
right.
It's almost like you tried to incite him.
What do you think?
An influence in his getting that job with the Browns.
So have you taken a shot at anybody in a while?
I'll see you guys. Have a nice time.
Oh, hey, Coach.
You know, that's to tell you the truth, that's not even funny to me.
Oh, no.
And I think you guys
Bob.
Would be a little bit beyond crap like that.
Oh, Bob Knight.
Oh, run away,
right,
Bob.
Well, we appreciate Bob Knight joining us here. On-
Then he calls his little son. Pull the advertising.
That was good.
Meanwhile, you're throwing salads at people and choking children.
Tossing salads, sir.
Yeah.
And
choking kids.
Shotguns at people that don't want him on their damn property.
Yes. Yeah, you can't take a joke, fat ass.
Gotta go.
I guess we'll have to end on that high. 8:30 on the ticket.